Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, and it is Tuesday, March 17th, year 2015, and another simply marvelous day here in the DMV. Weather-wise, we enjoyed temperatures that was around 60 degrees on today. In some places, it was a little warmer. And I'm telling you, this is my kind of weather. We got a lot accomplished today, and I'm telling you, I'm satisfied. I hope you had a blessed day as well, and that it was very productive. And I pray nobody got on your last nerve. Okay, and sometimes people get on your nerve, and you know, you can't afford that. But when they get on your last nerve, that's when you know it. You know, they hit a part of you that you really don't like, and it takes all of the Jesus in you to get through it. You know what I mean? Okay, well, I pray that you didn't have one of those type days, I'm telling you. Well, anyway, look, last night we had a marvelous program. You guys are still talking about it, the spoken word, resisting the authoritative power and just reaching for a higher one. And I'm telling you, it was just a blessing. So many people had contacted me and said, man, I really enjoyed that word. And, I'm just excited because this is what I do. This is what I do. And the purpose is that you may be edified. A matter of fact, that we all may be edified, because as God shares words with me and as I share with you, of course, I apply to myself, and I'm blessed as well. And I'm really blessed because you guys are paying attention. You're actually listening to the program, and that makes me feel wonderful knowing that all of my work and all of my labor is not in vain. And so thank you. Let me just tell you that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Now let's get this program started. You know how we do it. Go on your social networks, cell phones. Let everybody know that your favorite late night inspiration program is on the air live right now with the Power Hour, bringing to you the best in inspirational music throughout the midnight hours. Don't you go nowhere. Don't you touch that browser. Don't you touch that dial, because we have some great music and, of course, the spoken word for your listening pleasure. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, and getting us started tonight. I feel like a little bit Fred Hammond right now. Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I need to start off with Fred, because we were supposed to play Fred on yesterday, but we ran out of time. So we're going to start with Fred today. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to do a double play by Fred. Since we missed you yesterday, Fred, we're going to start off with "This Is the Day That the Lord Has Made." Mr. Fred Hammond getting us started.
You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next,
I will adore
come on and say it.
Glad in it.
Glad in it.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
This is not a time to get distracted.
This is not a time to go off course. This is not a time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord. And you cannot afford to lose your way. You come too far from where you started. So please don't let the time you stole be wasted on things that you later regret. Wishing you never.
You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton.
How I'll get over, I just can't see. but I remember how you delivered in time before. For you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Get over, I just can't see. But I remember how you delivered in times before. For you the same yesterday.
Just keep on moving yourself
over.
Our spoken word will be coming out of, actually I have three texts coming out of Matthew 4, chapter 4, verse 1 through 10, Luke 22, 39 through 43, and Luke 23, 33 through 39. And the subject I want to talk about today is resisting the use of your authoritative power for a greater power. Let me say that again. Resisting the use of your authoritative power for a greater power. Now, this particular text and this particular subject basically was inspired from a personal situation that I was dealing with there in church ministry where I work at, and there was tension between myself and a sister that's there at the church and who works in music ministry along with me. And I was determined that, okay, this is something that needs to be dealt with. And now I had the choice. Now I could have just used the authority that I had, the position that I have, and dealt with it the way I would normally deal with things. You know how we are when we have the power to do what we do. You know, and one of the things that I said that, there's tension between us, and I dealt with it. I said, there's tension between us, and this is totally unacceptable. And I realized that it was something that needed to be resolved immediately. And instead of me using the power and authority that I had, I chose to relinquish that power and do what I needed to do to make this thing work. Sometimes we have to step back and rely on a greater power that's within. In this case, I'm talking about, the Bible says the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power, and this power is going to do some great things for you. Yes, so what we have to do is step back and release ourselves and allow the power within. And I'm talking about the Holy Spirit of God that dwells, the indwelling Spirit of God that deals with our everyday life, the things that we deal with in life. It helps our character. It's a great character building, because when we use the principles of the kingdom, it will keep us in line and keep us in order. So I chose to step back and allow the Holy Ghost to take control of me and not allow my pride and all that kind of stuff to get in a way. You know how we can do, right? Because we have the authority. We go ahead and use that power. I chose to go another route. And the most interesting thing about that is that I realized that, look, we cannot truly minister effectively with this type of cloud, that's dwelling in the place. So I chose to disintegrate the particles and fragments of discord, resentment, bitterness towards this sister in Christ. And so what I did what I had to do to make this thing work. And like I said, but releasing my powers and relying on God to lead me. And so I said, God, you give me the words to say, help me to minister to this situation. And it was resolved and everything is fine. So I just wanted to share that with you, that this particular lesson today was, really inspired from that personal struggle that we had, dealing with the issue. So let me go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and get into this scripture. And I'm going to start, I believe I want to start with Matthew's. I'm going to start in the book of Matthew's and verse number 1, Matthew 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. Verse number 3. And when the tempter came to him, we're talking about the devil, okay? When the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Remember, Jesus has been fasting 40 days, and he's at his weakest stage, and he's hungry, okay? But verse number 4, but Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Verse number 5, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Verse number 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again. And notice Jesus answered with the word each time. He answered with the word of God. The word is power all by himself, huh? Jesus said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse number 8, again, this is the third time now. Don't tell me the devil won't keep coming back, okay? The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee. Now, isn't that interesting? The devil is going to give something to him that he already owns. And if thou wilt fall down and worship me, oh man, the boldness of the devil. Okay, and if he can go to Jesus and ask to tell Jesus to worship him, what do you think he'll do to you and I, huh? Verse number 10, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, they go that word again, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Jesus had the opportunity here, right then, and he's in authority. He has all power, and he could deal with Satan. I mean, he could have just easily just commanded, and he could have took the devil out of here. Just that simple. But what he chose to do was to relinquish his authority and just use the word. He said, look, I'm going to serve the Lord thy God. I'm going to serve my Father. I'm going to serve my Father. Each time he used the word. And then he could have dealt with the situation, okay? He really could have dealt with the situation, but what he did, he relied on the power that he was created for, the power that he was given by the Heavenly Father, and what he did was resist the devil. How did he resist the devil? He resisted the devil through the word. And that's what we have to do. We, too, have to learn how to resist. Let's go to Luke chapter number 22, verse 39. Now, I'm going to start at, verse number 39, and then we're going to go down to the 43rd. Verse. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. Now, this is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, okay? And when he was at the place, he said unto them, his disciples, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast. In other words, you know, you throw a stone, right? You know how far you can throw a stone, right? And kneeled down and Jesus prayed. Verse number 42, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Now, Jesus was challenged because Jesus now was faced with his purpose. Okay, this is what he was created for, to be a sacrifice for the world. And now the time has come. The time has come where he has to now carry out his true purpose and his final step as, you know, in his human form. And he was struggling with this thing. He said, Lord, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And I like this, verse number 43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And I love that verse there. And what I'm saying, although Jesus had the power to deal with this, he could have walked away, but he knew what his purpose was. Instead, what he did was he didn't rely on himself. He went to the Father and prayed. And the Father's answer was, He sent this angel to him, said, you can do this. And the angels from heaven strengthened Jesus to carry on the work. And so what am I saying? There again, resisting the use of your authoritative power for a greater power. God will strengthen you. All the time you do not have to exercise your authority. No, you don't. Sometimes you just have to depend on that power within. You have to just lean on God and say, look, God, like I need you to fix this thing. I know you gave me the authority. You put me in a position. But you know what? I know that if you do this thing, I can get through it. And this is what he did with Jesus. When Jesus was at his lowest point, God the Father sent an angel to him, and he strengthened him. And so my last verse that I'm going to use, and I hope this is blessing you, because I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going somewhere with this because I need to help those who are in leadership position. Just because you are in leadership and just because you have authority and you have the power, it does not mean all the time that you need to exercise that. There's sometimes you need just to sit back. You know, sit back and search within and just relinquish that authority and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Because sometimes, you know, we can put ourselves in a mess. You know what I mean? We really can. But that's why we should always pray and we should always pray, ask God for direction. I'm going to Luke chapter number 23. And I'm going to begin at what verse do we want to go to? Verse number 33. Okay, we're going to begin at verse number 33 in the 23rd chapter of Luke. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Now we're at the scene where Jesus is now being offered up, and this story is about the thieves, that you have the two criminals who was there on both sides of Jesus. We call them the malefactors. That was on the right hand and the other was on the left hand side. That's where we are right now. And something took place there that I want to share with you. Okay, verse number 33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Verse number 35, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. Verse number 37, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save yourself. They even had a subscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Verse number 41, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man have done nothing amiss. And I want to stop just right there. This man done nothing amiss. Sometimes we don't do things to warrant anything, but it puts us in a situation that can be either life-threatening, we can be put in a position so uncomfortable where sometimes we got to say, look, I can't take this no more, let me deal with it. And because we are in authority, because we have the power, so a lot of times what we do, who are in authority, say, look, we're going to dismiss this individual, period, because, you know, it's just a thorn in my flesh. And here where Jesus had the opportunity to if he chose to, he could have called the 10,000 angels. Yes, he could. And actually, he didn't have to call now one angel. All he had to do was speak the word, all right? And it would have been a done deal. It would have been a done deal. But once again, Jesus showing, he relinquished his authoritative power for a greater power. This man did nothing wrong to be in a position that he was in. Although this was his purpose in life, he still did nothing wrong. And he could have called those angels. He could have come down and saved himself. Even when people, you know, they said, you know, hey, if you be the Christ, why don't you save yourself? You save other people, save yourself. But Jesus, being who he is, he relinquished his authority and was obedient to his heavenly Father. And that's what we have to do. How many times, even as parents, sometimes we go wrong. Sometimes we try to train our kids, and especially when they get to that age where they just, you know, where they know it all. And you can know when they get a certain age, you know, some things just don't work. You can't keep beating them, okay? Because, you know, you beat a child, you know, with the laws we have, you know, you get locked up, okay? So now it takes wisdom. So sometimes you just can't use your authority over them. A lot of times you have to ask God. You have to reach down inside and say, God, give me the wisdom. Give me the knowledge. Give me the wisdom to deal with this particular situation. Instead of me just using my thoughts, yeah, I'm mom, I'm dead. You know, you ain't going to do what I say to. You're getting out of this house. Well, all you do is sending them to the hands of the enemy. You know, if you're not going to take care of them and whatever, you know, the world will embrace them. So what sometimes we have to do as parents, we have to sometimes release our authority, you know, and we have to just seek God. Say, God, give us the wisdom. Give us the wisdom so we can deal with the challenges of raising children. And so I hope this bless somebody, especially the leaders that's in leadership position. I don't care whether or not if you're in your workplace, governing jobs, in church ministries, athletics. I don't care where you are, but if you're in authority, you know, whether you're in the heels of Congress, you know, sometimes, you know, sit back. You don't have to use that power like that. You really don't. You know, sometimes it's just good to use wisdom. You know, and wisdom comes from God. Yes, everything comes from God. So the Bible said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Well, that's our spoken word for the day, and I pray that it bless you real, real good. The power that's within sometime. You have to resist the use of your authoritative power for the greater power within. That's our spoken word for today. Be blessed. You're listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Harold Sutton. tick-tock, tick-tock. The clock on the wall is saying our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this program on tonight, that your spirit was lifted, that your heart was encouraged. Now, the good news is that we'll be right back on tomorrow night doing what we do best, and that's to bring late-night inspirations into the midnight hours all around the world for your listening pleasure. So don't forget, make sure you dress warm. It's cold out there, and you take care of yourself when you do that. And may the good Lord blessing keep you until we connect again on tomorrow night with the Power Hour. I'm your host, Harold Sutton, signing out. Come on, Chris Holmes, take us home.
None other has ever